thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. The Bible tells us that fear is a spirit. This spirit has a mind that thinks and a voice that speaks, and if you allow it to, it will control you. Today, if you're battling a spirit of fear, make this your prayer. Lord, your word says that when I seek your face, you'll hear me and deliver me from all my fears. So I cast down every anxious thought that rises up against what I know about you and your power. I stand on the promise that you'll never leave nor forsake me. I rest in the truth that nothing is too hard for you. I rejoice in the assurance that you've already given your angels responsibility for keeping and protecting me in all my ways. I resist the spirit of fear and command it to flee in Jesus' name. By faith, I decree that your peace, which passes human understanding, will guard my heart and mind. Therefore, I will not let my heart be troubled or afraid. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, instead of focusing on the problem, focus on the problem solver, God. That may not immediately resolve your difficulty, but it'll keep you in a peaceful state of mind while you wait for God to work. Isaiah said, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Note the word fixed. As you go through this day with your mind fixed on God, you'll have perfect and constant peace. That's how to overcome a spirit of fear from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.